This is Dr. Kevin Palmer. We will be reviewing an article today from Foot and Ankle International from July of 2015. The title of this article is The High Rate of Recurrence Following Proximal Medial Opening Wedge Osteotomy for Correction of Moderate Hallux Valgus. Author is Dr. Iyer out of Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City. The authors of this study gathered a cohort of 17 patients who were treated with an opening wedge osteotomy to correct moderate hallux valgus deformity. Although their initial correction of the bunion deformity was excellent, they showed a 64.7% recurrence of hallux valgus deformity at final follow-up. Final follow-up averaging 2.4 years. Generally, this procedure is considered to be quite successful, although there is an incidence of recurrence ranging from 3 to 11%. The study was conducted between January 2010 and December 2010. The indications included patients who had a hallux valgus angle greater than 20 degrees and an IM angle greater than 11 degrees. The patients who showed hallux valgus abductus angle greater than 40 degrees and an IM greater than 16 degrees were indicated for a Lapidus and were thus excluded from this study. The Arthrex opening wedge plate was utilized for every case. The osteotomy site was fixated with calcaneal bone graft, DBM, as well as bone marrow aspirate. Capsulotomy was repaired with number 2O fiber wire, 3 sutures total. The patients were initially kept non-weight-bearing for the first 4 weeks. At the 2-week mark, they were able to perform range of motion in a cam walker boot. Protected weight-bearing was started at 4 weeks and full weight-bearing was allowed at 8 weeks. Radiographic parameters that they measured in follow-up were the hallux valgus abductus angle, the intermetatarsal angle, and the distal metatarsal abductus angle, DMAA. The recurrence of the deformity was defined as a hallux valgus drift of greater than 5 degrees. According to this definition of recurrence, 64.7 patients, which was 11 out of 17, showed recurrent hallux valgus deformity. Those who showed recurrence had a preoperative hallux valgus angle and a DMAA angle that were greater than those who maintained their correction. In looking at the distal metatarsal abductus angle, they demonstrated an average increase from a mean of 11.2 degrees to an average of 13.6 degrees. They theorized that this distal metatarsal abductus angle was most likely the reason for recurrence. Additional complications included pain from first MTP arthritis, additionally noting lengthening of the first metatarsal from this opening wedge osteotomy, possible increased load at the first MTP joint. The conclusion of this study ultimately was that although the proximal opening wedge osteotomy can correct a moderate hallux valgus deformity quite well, there is a chance for recurrence and the distal metatarsal abductus angle must be evaluated and strong consideration must be given to performing a double osteotomy of the first metatarsal so as to minimize this complication. Thank you again for listening to this podcast. This is Dr. Kevin Palmer. Please check out PFD Medical for further podcasts as well as our instructional videos. And again, don't forget to check out your distal metatarsal abductus angle to minimize recurrence.